Sporty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's kick off in San Jose, California, where veteran USA goalkeeper Tim Howard is looking forward to Friday night's 2018 World Cup qualifier against Honduras.
It's a big game. You don't need experience for that. You know, it's a huge game for us. It's helpful that we've had guys who have been through the hex before who understand what that takes and the pressures that are on us. But, yeah, it's a big game.
This big game is the third game of 10 World Cup final round qualifiers for each team. After losing World Cup qualifying matches to Mexico and Costa Rica, the USA's team captain, Michael Bradley, knows what's at stake.
It's a very important game, that goes without saying. Obviously, there's real urgency for us to come out and at home play a really good game from the beginning. You know, start with energy, be aggressive, and then put the game on our terms really from the first minute. So we're excited. We've been waiting around for this game for a few months, and now we have our chance to start to put things right and get ourselves back in good position.
Meanwhile, USA striker Chris Wondolowski should feel right at home later Friday night. Chris plays for Major League Soccer's San Jose Earthquakes Club, and this World Cup qualifier will be played at the team's home, Avaya Stadium. Wondolowski says the objective is clear.
Yeah, I mean, 3 points. That's our main concern. Right now, you know, we're trying to execute our game plan. There's not going to be any beauty prizes awarded. You know, we're going to have to grind out those 3 points, and that's all that we're thinking about.
The head coach of the U.S. men's national soccer team is Bruce Arena. Coach, can you describe Honduras for us?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily describe them as a physical side, but they are athletic and they have good speed, and we're going to play our game and not be too focused on Honduras, really concentrate on the United States.
The United States is currently at the bottom of its six-nation World Cup qualifying group with no points. Honduras has 3 points from 2 matches. Elsewhere, San Jose is also the venue for U.S. Men's College Basketball Championship Tournament action this weekend. In results Thursday night from San Jose, top-seeded Gonzaga eliminated West Virginia 61-58. And in another close game, 11th-seeded Xavier beat 2nd-seeded Arizona 73-71. Gonzaga will now play Xavier on Saturday in San Jose, with a berth in the Final Four at stake. In results Thursday night from Kansas City, Missouri, top-seeded Kansas pounded Purdue 98-66, and Oregon edged Michigan 69-68. Kansas will play Oregon on Saturday in Kansas City, with another berth in the Final Four on the line. The popular single elimination tournament will continue later Friday night with 4 more games. In New York City, Baylor will play South Carolina, and that will be followed by a game between Florida and Wisconsin. In the southern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, Butler will play North Carolina, a 5-time national champion, and the school that Michael Jordan played for before he went on to NBA greatness. While the Tar Heels of North Carolina have a proud basketball pedigree, it doesn't match the marquee second game in Memphis, UCLA against Kentucky. UCLA has won a record 11 national titles, and Kentucky is next with 8. By the end of weekend play, the Final Four will be set in the U.S. Men's College Basketball Championship Tournament. The national semifinals are April 1st at University of Phoenix Stadium in the western state of Arizona. And the national championship game is April 3rd at the same venue. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell. For Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We're looking forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Uganda's capital, Kampala, will be the venue for Sunday's IAAF World Cross Country Championships. Reporter Samson Omale has more details for us.
Kampala appears set to host the biggest world cross-country championships in more than a decade. Commissioner of Police Frank Wisingwa is the head of security for the championships.
And as security plan number one, we are starting right from airport to make sure these people are secured on the routes up to the hotels to make sure they are safe.
An estimated 557 athletes from 60 teams are set to compete in the senior men, senior women, under 20 men, under 20 women, and mixed relay races with a total prize money of $310,000. Ileana Baloris and Tevo Dunbar are from Team USA.
It seems pretty challenging, so I think it'll be really fun but challenging.
400 meter downhill and then a really tight turn, so I think that'll be tricky to navigate.
Dominic Etuset is the Uganda Athletics Federation president.
60 countries are going to compete here. The total of athletes and coaches to the tune of around 800.
In football news, there were several national teams that were involved in international friendlies on Thursday. In Nairobi, East African rivals Kenya and Uganda played to a 1-1 draw at the Kenyatta Stadium in Machakos. Both teams were using the match as preparations for group phase qualifiers in the 2019 African Cup of Nations, which get underway with match day one fixtures in June. Stanley Okubi is Harambee Stars coach, and he says his side didn't utilize the chances they created.
Definitely, of course, I'm not happy with the draw today, because for sure we deserve to win, considering that we created so many chances. But we didn't utilize them. So
for the cranes of Uganda coach Milutin Micho Seredredovic, there was no reason to underrate both sides.
Team of Kenya, very good transition, very fast reaching towards our box. We have underrated in one situation Olunga, that is top-class player. This is why Chinese took him.
In London, Manchester United striker Kelechi Iheanacho's penalty 7 minutes from time secured the Super Eagles of Nigeria a 1-1 draw with Senegal, preserving Nigeria's coach Gerard Ross' unbeaten record. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. Yeah.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, let's move up to the heavyweight division. Another big money fight at the end of April, April 29th to be precise, at Wembley Stadium in London. Anthony Joshua versus former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko. What's the latest?
No news coming out of camp. When no news comes out of camp, that means all is well. Remember the last news that came out of camp, that Joshua was dropped by a bunch of nobodies in camp twice, which just doesn't sound right, you know, doesn't sound good. Wembley Arena is sold out. 90,000 people will see the fight. Everybody's preparing. And then we look forward to a fight that will be exciting, not a jab-and-grab fight that will put 90,000 people to sleep come April 29th.
Nnamdi, the last man to beat Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury. He's had some drug and mental health issues, but sounds like he's ready for a comeback.
Well, he said he will come back in the month of May, but before that, he will have to go in front of the British Boxing Board of Control to answer some questions about juicing, you know. You know what I mean by juicing, you know, talking about steroids and so on from his past fight. So as soon as he clears that out, I think he'll be ready to go in May or early summer. Because we would like to see him fight, because he's a very colorful character and he brings people out to the arenas to see him fight.
Another British heavyweight, David Haye, the Haymaker, suffered a loss recently, action-packed fight. Tell us about that, Nnamdi.
Action-packed fight, contender for fight of the year against the WBC cruiserweight champion Tony Bellew. It was a meaningless fight for David Haye. There was really no need for him to take this fight. He could have just kicked back, chilled, and wait for the winner for Anthony Joshua and Klitschko, and then they can close down Wembley Stadium for David Haye and Anthony Joshua. By him taking on a meaningless fight with Tony Bellew and being stopped, it just takes the shine off the fight with him and Anthony Joshua. And I just hope he will go back, regroup, and heal from the injury, because I really like him as a fighter and also as a promoter. I mean, you know David Haye, you know he will talk up a fight, he will promote the fight, he will go out there and talk and make you want to come out. I'd like to see him come back, get a rematch with Tony Bellew, and then prepare for Anthony Joshua. That is, if homeboy, he can take out Klitschko April 29th.
Nnamdi, I remember at the end of 2016, you said 2017 was shaping up to be a great year in boxing. We're not even 3 months into 2017, and there's been at least two or three fights that you say are candidates for fight of the year. What's that all about?
Sonny, we're just in March. The big ones are yet to come, you know. This is the year for boxing. People say boxing is dead. Boxing. Look, the Danny Garcia-Keith Thurman fight. You know how many people tuned in? 5.2 million people tuned in on CBS on a Saturday night for that fight. Boxing is not dead. Canelo's just sold out T-Mobile Arena. Floyd Mayweather is about to do his thing, if you don't agree with mixed martial art or whatever. But the game is going to be a big year for boxing. Go back also, we got this fight with Canelo and Triple G coming in fall. And lots of big fights are coming. So the fans are excited. They're paying the money to see the fights. And finally, we get to know who these fighters are. Because in the past, we call them paper champions. Because who is this guy? He's a belt. His belts are meaningless. But now we're getting fights on free television. It's bringing excitement. We're seeing explosive knockouts. We're seeing stories. And makes it fun to be a boxing fan.
Nnamdi, let's give a shout out for one of the African fighters who will be in action this coming weekend, March 25th in Singapore. Zimbabwe's WBC silver welterweight champion, Charles Manucci. He'll be putting his title belt on the line. I'll try to pronounce this fighter's name correctly. He's from Uzbekistan. Kudratilo Abdukhaksarov. He's described as one of Asia's rising young stars. The African Manucci made some comments ahead of their encounter. Let's listen to what he had to say.
As I said, I'm a champion. I have fought many boxers around the world. I have 365 amateur fights. I have met hard punchers. I have met skillful boxers. I know how to go about it. My team, we work as a team. We have all the strategy of the WBC Asian champion. I'm ready for him. He's not a weak boxer. He's a boxer like me. But I'm a champion. I've got the history.
At that same Singapore news conference, Namdi, Manucci's manager, Christopher Malinga, also made some comments. Let's listen to them now.
What next for the champion is that we are looking forward to the WBC gold. You know that the WBC silver was created by WBC as a bridge to the WBC gold. We are started negotiation in Miami with Dan Garcia, but unfortunately Dan Garcia was defeated. So that means we need to start a new negotiation with the current new champion.
Namdi, we just heard Malunga, Manucci's manager, say he hopes to get into negotiations with Keith Thurman. Do you think that's likely that he would fight Keith Thurman?
No, Sonny. I mean, you don't just come from nowhere and say you want to fight Keith Thurman. I mean, Keith Thurman is right now the best welterweight in the world. Keith Thurman pulls in 5.2 million people to watch him fight. Charles Manucci, we don't know who he is, really. I mean, will you tune in to see him fight? Well, because we are Africans and we cover Africa. But for just a regular boxing fan, the question becomes, who is this guy? Remember Jeff Horn that Manny Pacquiao was going to fight in Australia? The fight fans turned it down. You have to come to the mecca of boxing. Show yourself on television, knock out a couple of guys, be undefeated. Then we can believe you can take on Keith Thurman. Yeah, anybody can call anybody out. But the question becomes, Mr. Who are you? What makes you think you can go there and fight Keith Thurman? No, there are guys lined up to fight Keith Thurman, and these guys will bring in big money for Keith Thurman. You will not bring big money for Keith Thurman, I'm sorry to say, my African brother.
Namdi, Manucci's manager, Malunga, was talking about this WBC silver belt being a bridge to the WBC gold belt. Where does that silver belt rate in the boxing world?
Sonny, that goes back to what we said earlier about these meaningless belts, really. I mean, come on, man. I mean, these organizations, they create all these belts so that they can pick up sanctioning fees and get to fly to these venues and stay in first-class hotels. These belts are really meaningless. You know, I mean, you get continental title, silver title, gold title. What really counts is for you to be number one or number two in the top ranking for you to challenge for the title. These belts are meaningless. They are worthless. Yeah, it's a big deal when you take it home. So I'm silver belt champion. But in the real boxing fans, they just look at this and say, come on, man, you can get this at Costco, bro.
I'm going to get one of those belts at Costco, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Happy Friday, Andrew.
Happy Friday to you as well, Sonny.
What's trending in the sports world?
Well, we are into the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament, and in fact, the number is dwindling by the day. We went into yesterday with 16 teams. Now we have half of the Elite Eight set. We're going to have the other half of the Elite Eight set later on today. I just want to point out that of the four games yesterday, they were all decided by 2 or 3 points, except for Kansas, University of Kansas.
Go Jayhawks!
Won over Purdue by 32 points. In fact, Kansas is the first team in 22 years and since 1995 to score at least 90 points in each of its three first games. So good stuff from the Jayhawks in Kansas. Let's hope they can keep that up. I'm certainly hoping they can. And good stuff from Xavier University. They knocked off number 2 seed Arizona. Arizona was the pick of a lot of people to win the tournament, or at least go to the final. And Xavier is an 11th seed, a little bit of a Cinderella team, although they've made a run at the tournament before, so they've been there before. But a lot of people noting a particular guest, a particular fan that was at that game watching Xavier. Now, we talked about the Chicago Cubs all throughout the week in various stories, and one of the big Chicago Cubs fans, well-known Chicago Cubs fans, is, of course, comedian Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, right.
So who do we see last night as Xavier knocks off Arizona there in the stands? None other than Bill Murray.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. So, of course, this led people to say Bill Murray's having the best sports year ever. He's a Xavier fan. He's a Chicago Cubs fan. They're both doing great. Chicago won the World Series. Xavier is into the Elite Eight. But there is a little bit of backstory why he was there at that game in San Jose, California. Bill Murray's son, Luke, is actually one of the assistant coaches for the Xavier University men's basketball team. So that's why he was there. He was cheering on his son. And they asked Bill Murray about this, and he said that it was as exciting as seeing the Cubs win, seeing his son succeed like that as a coach in the NCAA tournament. A lot of excitement from Bill Murray and a lot of excitement from his fans and from sports fans around the country. I think my favorite tweet somebody sent out, they said, if I send Bill Murray my jersey for the team I like, will he wear it and will they win then? Trying to get Bill Murray on board with other teams. So Bill Murray having a great sports year. Xavier is doing well into the Elite Eight. We'll see if they can keep that run going. And a little bit of the other side of the coin, Sean Miller, the coach of Arizona, a tough game for him. He is the former coach of Xavier. He left Xavier to go to Arizona, and he got beat by his old team. And not just his old team, but Xavier coach Chris Mack is one of his close friends. So tough for Arizona, tough for their fans, but great for Bill Murray. So I guess that's great for all of us.
Andrew, let me have you gaze into your college basketball crystal ball. Your beloved Jayhawks of Kansas now go up against the Ducks from Oregon on Saturday in Kansas City. Who do you like? Well, they have home court advantage playing in Kansas City.
They have home court advantage there in Kansas City. It's only about an hour away from the University of Kansas where they're playing. So close, in fact, that sometimes when they play there, it's considered a home game because it is so close. I gotta go with Kansas. I'm hoping they can get into the Final Four. What's going to be interesting, if they make it to that Final Four, they'll play potentially North Carolina, Kentucky, UCLA. All of those matchups will be championship matchups. The unfortunate thing kind of is that Kansas is going to have to face one of those teams potentially in the Final Four, and then the championship may not be as big because of some of these upsets, Duke being out, Arizona being out. So fans are a little disappointed about that with their brackets, and also the fact that their brackets are just busted beyond repair at this point with Arizona out and all these other teams being upset. A lot of brackets being busted.
College basketball being played in San Jose, California this weekend. Also, some World Cup qualifying soccer in San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose is the place to be, let me tell you. With the U.S. men's national team facing off against Honduras late tonight, they're in San Jose. A lot of questions from the fans. What will Bruce Arena do in his return as coach? A lot of optimism, a lot of people pulling on social media for the U.S. men's national team. They're already using the hashtag USAVHON, which is going to be the game hashtag people are going to follow along with tonight. But there's actually another hashtag that U.S. soccer rolled out, which is hashtag Get3. Now, the story behind this is that the U.S. men's national team needs to score 3 points in their next two qualifying matches to keep their hopes alive. Right now, it's kind of like they're on life support. They can still get there, but it's going to be a tough road unless they get three, hashtag get three. So a win tonight would give them the 3 points at home before they go to Panama next week for their next qualifier. The hope is that if they can get a big win at home, they can offset if they lose in Panama, or maybe they can get a win here and then a win there and even better their chances. But that's the phrase that we're seeing over and over again on social media, hashtag get three. And we're also seeing hashtag one nation, one team. A lot of people using that phrase. It's kind of the rallying cry for the U.S. soccer fans. So a lot of excitement, a lot of attention paid to the West Coast tonight. The one criticism from fans, it's a very late game. In the East Coast here in the U.S., it's going to be about 10 p.m. that they kick off. So a very late night, but at least it's a Friday, so you get the weekend to sleep in. You can stay up late and watch the game.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Have a good weekend, Andrew.
Thank you. You too.
And that wraps up the March 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Peter Hundley. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. On March 24th each year, nations around the globe observe World Tuberculosis Day, commemorating Dr. Robert Koch's 1882 discovery of Mycobacterium tuberculosis, the bacteria that caused the disease. The observance is designed to build public awareness about the global epidemic of tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, or TB, is the second leading cause of death from infectious diseases worldwide, infecting almost 9 million people and killing some 1.5 million. Prior to the advent of antibiotics in the 1940s, TB was one of the most feared diseases around. Today, the majority of TB deaths occur in the developing world, where the disease is closely linked to poverty, marginalized and vulnerable populations, substandard housing, and poor nutrition. This year's theme, Leave No One Behind, aims to make TB treatment accessible for everyone. This means that, as part of the campaign to vanquish TB, we must find a way to end the stigmatization of the victims of tuberculosis and end discriminatory practices against them, thus helping these people overcome the barriers that keep them from accessing medical care. By addressing the health needs of the disadvantaged, the marginalized, and people who are out of reach of the healthcare system, we not only improve their lives, we also reduce the number of infected people who will in turn infect others. And we will improve access to health services for everyone. The United States is committed to fighting tuberculosis. In focusing our efforts in countries where the burden of TB is highest, we support programs that save lives and foster a more secure world. Across the federal government, we have made this fight a priority. We continue to partner with the World Health Organization, or WHO, the Stop TB Partnership, and the Global Drug Facility to provide important support for TB control activities worldwide and achieve the world's vision with the adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals. By joining in a global commitment to stop the spread of TB, we can begin to free a new generation from an ancient affliction.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at voanews.com/editorials.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Get ready this Sunday for an exciting hour of African music and music news. I've got the hottest hip-co from L.I.B., supreme Saharan rock from Niger, and a fantastic interview with Rocky Dawuni, Ghana's Afro-roots reggae king. We were together in Zanzibar in February, and let me tell you, Rocky gives an amazing interview. There's more, too, but I'm out of time. So just trust me, peeps. You're gonna love it. Tune in to VOA Africa's FM station Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Yeah!
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our 5-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.